Percussion ensembles tend to be a guy thing, you know, dudes pounding on stuff. But here's something different. This is the percussion quartet called Recap. No guys in this group. It's made up of four young women of color from Rahway, New Jersey. They've just released their debut album, and our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisinger, has been listening.
Our story begins in elementary school, where Ailina Vasquez, Alexis Carter, Tiana Sterling, and Arlene Acevedo are all best friends. In middle school, they begin studying percussion, continuing through high school and a special youth percussion program. Now, at ages 19 and 20, they formed Recap and released Count to Five, an outstanding debut album. That's Recap's Tiana Sterling on flute, with her colleagues on various sizes of drums. The music is by Allison Loggins Hall, Sterling's flute professor at Montclair State University. All of the music on Count to Five is by women composers, and that's in line with the group's intention to show that in the male-dominated world of percussion, women can pound just as mightily as men. The album is anchored by this mesmerizing work, Hedera by Leslie Flanagan. Recap, on bass drums and tom-toms, lays down a pulsating foundation. Over top, the composer's voice floats like pastel-colored clouds. Percussion isn't only about banging on drums. The album's title track by Angelica Negron sounds like you've opened up a dusty box of household items and memories. Playing cards are shuffled, bubble wrap squeezed, wine glasses are struck, and a harmonica repeats a single note. Two recent Pulitzer-winning composers, Ellen Reed and Caroline Shaw, appear on Count to Five. Ellen Reed's piece called Fear Release twirls like a kaleidoscope of shiny metal. Caroline Shaw collaborated on Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown? The words are from an old 19th century hymn, recorded by the likes of George Jones. But the song assumes a new identity when Recap takes to marimbas, backed with subtle touches of strings and clarinets by the Transit Ensemble. Shaw keeps the old-world feeling, but in this rendition, it feels more like an incantation than something you'd sing in church. The members of Recap view themselves as role models for other young women interested in percussion. And now they're all off to college, but get this, none are studying percussion. Still, for the time being, they simply want to continue playing together, strengthening that long-standing bond of music among friends.
The album is Count to Five by Recap, and our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.